time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Matt Birkins is the mind behind the project Merc, and you'll know him from those great tracks I'm Easy in Manchuria, and from his debut Swordfish, which is getting the reissue treatment. Merc's about to go do a bit of touring overseas, but he joins us in the studio for a couple of songs before he goes. Hello.
Hello, Zach.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Got it in there.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How does that work for you?
When someone has another special person in their life, you're not the most important person on this day. So sometimes on your own birthday, you're the second, you know?
Oh, no.
And, you know, restaurants are often booked out. But, you know, it's also, I feel lucky to be born on such a day of love. Or,
death.
I don't know. Or, yeah, I mean, like, depends what you think about Valentine's. Lots of hate on Valentine's these days.
Also, I think I saw that today's the day that Captain Cook was killed as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So, maybe there's a kind of a past life thing there happening. I don't know.
Who knows? We're going to hear a few tracks and then we'll catch up.
Okay, cool.
So I'll turn everything on. The cameras are rolling. The computer is down. How are you? Need a bit more on you?
Yes, please. That should be cool. Thank you. Nice. Here we go. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Today, but I feel it coming. Yeah.
was fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
We're going to have one more and then we'll have a quick chat.
Cool. Here we go.
BFM, Fret the Sheep, live and direct, Merc. Mark, can you just explain what you're playing in front of us for the good people who cannot see?
Yeah, okay. Basically, I have my synthesizer in front of me playing fun noises, and then...
What type of synth?
It is a Dave Smith Mofo X4, which is an analog four-voice, two-oscillator synthesizer, digitally controlled analog. For anyone who's interested, but that's super boring, I'm sorry. And this, next to that is a sampler, which is basically like a box that just holds any kind of sound, and it kind of looks like a Game Boy. And you just hit a button in it, and you load in all the sounds that you want, and you just, it's like playing a video game, which is lots of fun.
It's the SP404X?
SX, yeah. Roland.
Bless them.
Yeah, it's a really fun thing.
I mean, watching you play, I've seen you play a lot of guitar and a bit of keys, but you're very adept at what you're doing. What came first, guitar or piano or?
Guitar, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then YouTube helped me out with piano and keyboard, yeah.
You must have the patience of a saint, because you never hit the right YouTube tutorial you want, right?
No, I just like heard someone playing like a song. Like, for example, this guy who plays in my band now, I saw him once playing Lady Madonna, and I was like, damn, I want to play that song. It's like such a crazy piano riff. And so I like enjoyed learning it enough to sit there for 4 hours. And
do you want to give me a bit of Lady Madonna right now?
Yeah, let's get a sound going. Let's get the right kind of...
smashing it out of the park.
Yeah.
BVM.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Sir Paul would have played it on a Dave Smith Mofo X4, but...
Full. Should have.
I know, should have. What was he thinking?
Can we talk about your band? You've put a ensemble together, a new group of people.
Mm-hmm.
How did you choose everyone in your group?
What's the
prerequisite?
The prerequisite is to be like a nice person. Sorry, I just lost my headphones there. Be a nice person and be, yep, it's all good now. Be like fun to hang out with. That's basically the prerequisite. If you can like learn a song, then that's a bonus. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And no, they're just basically three of my good friends, which is nice. Yeah. Which is super cool.
I guess birds of a feather flock together, so you didn't have to look too hard.
Yeah. I had to quickly find a new drummer for this tour, but we found the right guy, which is nice. Yeah.
And so tell us where you're going.
We're going to Australia for a whole month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's to do with the reissue of your debut, which is out on U Process. Well, it's about to come out on U Process Records. Is there going to be a physical release with it, or is it just...
I'm doing some physicals myself. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
More CDs?
More CDs, yeah.
Cool.
No vinyl just yet. One day, hopefully. One day. Yeah, once, like, yeah.
U Process are a pretty, they're an interesting label.
Yeah, I'd never heard of them until, like, I had a meeting with them. I went to Brisbane last year and played some shows.
Is that Big Sound?
That was Big Sound. And, yeah, they were there as well, and we had a meeting. And they were really cool guys, really cool. And a few of my Australian friends who are doing cool things have signed to them, which is...
It's
really
something
cool.
To do with Powderfinger, right? Is it?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I honestly wouldn't know. I don't know
but you've
a
gone
thing
into
about
business.
It. I know. Well, I've signed a contract. But, like, it's a really cool... Like, they just really liked my first record. And
like we all did. It was bloody great.
Thanks. But they liked it enough to re-release it, which is quite hard for a label. And it doesn't really make sense business-wise. I thought I may as well. And yeah, so it's really... And they are super cool.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to releasing it through them.
So.
Yeah.
I was listening to your songs then, and, you know, they work in in this stripped back format just as well as they do in more fleshed out versions.
Oh, thanks.
What makes a good song?
I think being able to play it on a piano or on a guitar and it still be interesting as a big bonus. Yeah, I think like as long, but you know, that depends on the kind of song. You couldn't say that to a dark ambient techno producer or something, you know, that doesn't make sense. If you give them an acoustic guitar. No, I think as long as it's making you feel something, surely. Yeah, that's the goal, good or bad. I think, yeah, for me though, yeah, one of my goals is to be able to play it on a piano or a guitar and make it sound like a good song.
And melody's so key as well, is right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, even if you want to go even further, you should be able to sing it on the corner a cappella, like on the corner of the street, and it's still, and people walk by and say, wow, that's a great song, you know. Like if you went to the corner of a street and sang Wouldn't It Be Nice or something, everyone would be like, it would still be like, wow, that's such a good song, you know. Like, it doesn't, yeah, if it can stand on its own like that, that's like truly master level songwriting, surely.
Mm. There's a new track featuring on Swordfish, Lucky Dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be any other surprises hiding about?
I'm working on it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So working very hard every day on new stuff.
Okay.
Which is cool. So hopefully, I mean, I can't say when it'll be coming. I'm kind of taking my time with it, but working very hard on it.
Finally, you were one of the many friendly faces who performed with Phaser Days for a long time and did a lot of touring. How does it change you as a musician? Something I'd like to know.
Playing for someone else or?
Sure. I was more thinking in terms of playing so often.
Mm. I think, yeah, I don't know. I think like playing live is really key because you figure out what people are into. I mean, like, not that like that necessarily is what matters, but you know, like you're out. I mean, it's like market research. if you wanted to put it in the most boring, gross term, you know, playing live is kind of like that, like a little bit. And also like, I remember John Toogood once was given this pep talk to the Rockquest finalists in the back room backstage. And I remember what, like one thing he said, he's like one live performance is worth 20 practices in the practice room. And I definitely think he's got a point on that. And I think, yeah, playing live is like playing live a lot is like a surefire way to get really good, I think.
And then maybe to get you to answer your question then, what's it like, how does playing for somebody else affect the way your personal music comes out?
I guess like you have to remove yourself from the equation and remove like, yeah, your ego out of the picture a little bit and just do what's right for the song or the performance or the performer, which is really good practice because I think we should all, as performers, maybe an artist, maybe that's what we should also be thinking about as well. Is like, even if you're the main performer doing that and realizing that we're not making music for ourselves, we're making it for these people. Maybe that's like, depends on what your reason for making music is. But it's good. It's a good practice, I think.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Mm.
We're going to hear one more, this time with a bit of a koozie.
Oh, yeah, I'll just grab it.
We're just going to turn some mics around, bit of live toing and froing. Let's get this a bit closer. All right. Get some headphones on. Merc Live in Studio for Live and Direct, brought to you with thanks from NZ On Air Music. Bless. And I'm going to...
That's all good?
Yeah.
Cool. Here we go then. This is a song called Hang. Oh, everything I want to do is lie next to you. Cool. Shy melancholic girl, you can hang with me. We don't have to speak. You can hang with me. We don't have to speak. You can hang with me.
like the world outside. Block it out and stay inside.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!